Chapter 4. A Dangerous Encounter. The weeks passed very quickly that summer. Sophie and I explored the countryside and found great places to play. One of our favourite places was a large flat rock beside a small river. Mrs. Wender made little nets for us and we caught lots of small fish. We put them in a big jar on the rock. At first, Sophie didn't enter the water. She sat on the rock with her shoes on and watched me. But after a while, she became brave. She left her shoes by the river and came into the water. When we emptied our nets into the jar, our wet feet left footprints on the rock. One day, Sophie looked at her feet and asked, "Are my feet horrible, David?"
"No, stupid," I replied, and she smiled.
Later, Sophie was fishing in a different part of the stream, and I heard a voice above me,
"Hey, David, have you caught any fish?"
It was Alan Irvin, the blacksmith's son. Could he see Sophie? I tried to stay calm.
"Shh,"
I said, "you're frightening the fish." If I didn't talk to him, maybe he would leave. Suddenly, Alan noticed Sophie.
"Who is that girl?" he asked. "I've never seen her before."
"A friend," I said quickly. I was happy Sophie was standing with her feet in the water. Alan didn't move.
"I want to meet her," said Alan.
"She can't meet you now," I said rudely. "Can't you see we're fishing?" Alan was angry. He stood for a moment, then turned and left. As he passed the rock, he stopped and observed Sophie's footprints. There was a sinister smile on his face. I was afraid.
"Hurry, Sophie," I said urgently. "Alan saw your footprints. He might inform the inspector about your toe. We must tell your parents immediately."
Sophie's parents listened to our story. "We've always known it was dangerous to hide Sophie," they said.
"Our bags are ready. We'll leave immediately."
It was very hard to say goodbye. After the Wenders left, I sat for a short time. Then I walked home slowly, feeling sad and sick with fear. "What will happen to Sophie now?" I asked myself. "And what will happen to me? I'll miss her a lot." I arrived home and my father was waiting for me. He was furious.
"David, come here,"
he shouted when he saw me.
"I heard you've got a friend with six toes. Who is this girl, this mutant? Why didn't you report her? Where is her family?"
He took me to my room and hit me very hard. I was frightened and hurt, and finally, I betrayed my friend and told Father everything. Afterwards, the pain was very bad, and I also felt terribly guilty. It was even worse when they caught the Wenders. I sat on my bed and cried. All my friends in the Thoughtshape group lived several miles away. They couldn't visit, but they spoke to me telepathically and asked lots of questions.
"David, what happened?" they asked. "Who is Sophie? Is she really a mutant?"
"It's only one little toe," I said.
"Sophie isn't a mutant. She's a normal girl,"
I explained, but they weren't convinced. "They don't understand," I thought sadly. "They think Sophie wasn't created by God. This is our religion, but I don't think it's right." Slowly, I began to make the connection between Sophie's sixth toe and our Thoughtshape conversations. "Uncle Axel says people here don't talk in Thoughtshapes," I said to myself. "We're different, just like Sophie was. In Waknuk, it's dangerous to be different." It was a frightening thought. "I must leave here and find a safe place,"
I said to myself. Uncle Axel, I said when I saw him, you've sailed to lots of places. Tell me about them. Where do people speak in thought shapes? Is there a place where thought shapes are normal? I want to go and live there.
You can't leave home until you're older, he said patiently. You must wait for a few years.
Then he smiled and said,
Don't worry now, David. You'll be safe if you remember the promise you made to me.